the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
And voice news, the global link.
Nakes demands firing of Onza Vice Chancellor over sanitation crisis. CRAS not anticipating upward adjustment in bus fares. And four children stabbed to death at Ugandan school. Good evening, with some news, I am Christabel Kamano. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia Nakes has called for the immediate firing of the University of Zambia Onza Vice Chancellor, Professor Mundia Muya, citing deteriorating sanitation conditions and administrative failure. Nakes Executive Director Aaron Chansa describes the situation at the country's highest learning institution as unacceptable. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in the Saka today, Dr. Chansa said it was deeply concerning and unacceptable that sanitation levels at Onza can deteriorate to such levels under his watch. Dr. Chansa further stressed that the situation goes beyond negligence, describing it as a total failure of leadership that has brought embarrassment to the nation, particularly following the death of a student. Dr. Chansa referenced the ultimately death of Emmanuel Walia, a student in the School of Humanities, stating that the tragedy underscores the severity of the crisis. He added that the current conditions at Onza are a direct result of poor oversight, arguing that management had allowed a dangerous environment to persist, ultimately costing a life.
Yes. The Vice Chancellor must be able to step down or get fired if he can't, because what Onza is experiencing actually is fought in our view. We think that the Vice Chancellor should have done better. You can't allow an institution under your watch to reach that kind of reputation, and let alone allow the danger to be exposed to students, to an extent that one of them actually dies as a result of that negligence. So leadership demands that it takes responsibility, and that responsibility must be taken in the form of resignation.
United Party for National Development, UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Manda has downplayed assertions that the ruling party is desperate for numbers ahead of the election by allowing Patriotic Front PF members linked to corruption join its ranks. Mr. Manda says the UPND would not judge PF members who wish to join the party based on their past actions, emphasizing that judgment is reserved for God. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and the Saka today, Ms. Manda said that the party is open to welcoming new members and will use defections as part of its mobilization strategy to secure victory in the upcoming August polls. Ms. Manda further stated that the UPND will continue to work with like-minded political parties as it focuses on delivering development for the Zambian people.
Should anybody be the judge? Because the Bible says judge not. So should I be the judge to say this one is unclean, this one is clean? Then I'm behaving like the Pharisees. The person who is coming is facing a criminal charge. In the law, one is innocent and two proven guilty by a competent court of law. So it's not for us to judge. It's not for Ghetto Demand as the Deputy Secretary General to say, no, I think that one is shouldn't because he's unclean or is he has got you, whatever. No, if they have been intended to join UPND, we receive them.
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAS, says it does not anticipate an increase in bus fares despite the recent rise in diesel prices. CRAS President Aaron Kamuti says that this follows government's decision to caution consumers from high global fuel prices through the suspension of excise duty and the zero rating of value-added tax on fuel. Recently, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, adjusted the price of diesel from 23 kwacha to 29 kwacha, while petrol increased from 26 kwacha to 27 kwacha per litre. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamuti said it would be unrealistic for bus fares to be adjusted upwards when government has already intervened to lessen the impact of the price hike. Government has already cushioned the impact of high international oil prices by suspending VAT, therefore an upward adjustment in bus fares would be unreasonable, said Mr. Kamuti. Mr. Kamuti has, however, called for a consultative meeting on any proposed fare adjustment, noting that this has not been consistently done in the recent past. He has further urged consumers not to accept being overcharged, stressing that it is illegal for operators to increase fares without an approved fare structure. Mr. Kamuti advised commuters to only accept new bus fares once an official meeting is held and a revised fare chart is released.
Would want to appeal to the passengers to be on the vigilant to make sure that they are not exploited by whoever would be the bus drivers, the conductors, overcharging the fare. That's illegal. So they should not accept until the pronouncement dates for us. Not for us, but until the meeting is called. As it is, we are not expecting the adjustment of the past year. Government has cushioned the impact by removing the excess duty.
Inspector General of Police Grasa Musamba has directed all police commanders across the country to ensure officers conduct thorough investigations before detaining suspects, in line with a directive issued by President Hagainde Hichilema. President Hagainde Hichilema recently reminded law enforcement agencies of the need to uphold due process and avoid unlawful detentions. Speaking during the Zambia Police Service first quarter media briefing in the Saturday, Mr. Musamba said the directive is aimed at safeguarding fundamental human rights and preventing unnecessary civil litigation against the state. He emphasized that police officers must strictly adhere to investigative procedures before effecting arrests, noting that failure to do so not only undermines justice but also tarnishes the image of the institution. This is essential to ensure the police operate within the confines of the law in a democratic society, said Mr. Musamba. He described the presidential directive as timely, adding that respect for human rights and freedoms remain critical in policing. The Inspector General also disclosed that the Zambia Police Service has scaled down the number of security checkpoints across the country from 47 to 22. In African news, four children, a girl and three boys, have been brutally stabbed and killed at a school in the Ugandan capital Kampala, the police have said. A 34-year-old suspect has been detained, but the motive behind the killing is still under investigation, Uganda's police force added in a brief statement on X. The school has been named as the Gigaba Early Childhood Development Program School in the capital's Makindye division. Investigators are at the scene and a police spokesperson said that more details would be provided later. Coming up shortly, U.S. lifts sanctions on Venezuelan interim leader. This and for more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Mexican Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The United States has lifted sanctions on Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodríguez. The move comes less than 3 months after U.S. forces seized the countries previously, the Nicolas Maduro.